Chapter 25. A blinding flash of light pierced through the clouds, and with it, a calm washed over Canterlot. The storm was over. Everything was still, but the ponies couldn't tear their eyes away from the spot where twilight had disappeared. Fluttershy's eyes were wet with tears as she exchanged a look with a distraught Rarity. Their best friend couldn't be gone forever. Could she? The idea was almost too much to bear. Then, from high above, Twilight appeared with the staff. She was the picture of a princess, regal and serene. Every pony cheered as Twilight descended and was immediately enveloped in a group hug. Tempest hung back nearby, watching their friendship with wonder. Before Twilight had saved her, Tempest couldn't imagine feeling the way they all did about one another. Now she understood. Tempest was the first to see the Storm King pulling himself up onto the balcony. "I'm not done yet," he mumbled under his breath. The ponies were so distracted that they didn't notice him pulling out a spare obsidian orb and gearing up to throw it at Twilight. "No!" Tempest shouted as she leaped over the ponies and straight into the line of fire. Once the orb made contact, it exploded in a dramatic cloud of magical smoke. Tempest and the Storm King both froze in midair as their bodies turned completely into stone. Unable to move, the Storm King fell back over the edge of the balcony and crashed to the ground below. The stone broke apart into a thousand tiny pieces. But Tempest was frozen and caught in a magic bubble, surrounded by the glittering purple magic of Twilight's horn. The princess lowered her gently onto the balcony. Rainbow Dash shook her head in sheer amazement.
"Whoa! I can't believe she did that!"
"I can," Twilight said, unable to hide her proud smile. The princess grabbed onto the staff and encouraged her friends to do the same. All six ponies and Spike shared the weight of it, pointing the powerful beam directly at Tempest. Slowly, the unicorn's body returned to its normal color. Tempest was able to move once more. The look of surprise on her face said everything. Tempest was new to this whole friendship thing, but Princess Twilight Sparkle had a feeling she was going to like it.
"Now what?" Fluttershy wondered aloud.
"Now we fix everything," Twilight said, feeling hopeful. Her home was not ruined. The magic from the staff was powerful enough to undo all the destruction the Storm King had caused. And that's exactly what Twilight did.